New wildfire, fireworks danger, and a beach hazard compound summer safety concerns. The Border 7 fire ignited Friday afternoon, June 12th, on private land in San Diego County, with its cause still undetermined and containment status not yet established. The blaze arrived hard on the heels of two recent fires, the Sorrento fire, which burned 90 acres and threatened more than 2,000 homes before being contained Tuesday, and the Border 6 fire, which burned 2,525 acres across the U.S.-Mexico border before reaching full containment June 7th. North County Fire Protection District Captain John Choi issued a stark warning about conditions heading into the July 4th holiday. If any spark goes into these fuels right now, they're going to start a vegetation fire, Choi said, urging residents to attend professional fireworks shows and reminding them that all fireworks, including those purchased across the border in Mexico, are illegal in San Diego County. Officials are promoting the Genesis Protect app for real-time fire tracking. The Sorrento fire response illustrated how rapidly conditions can escalate. Hundreds of personnel from San Diego Fire Rescue and CAL FIRE, multiple helicopters and bulldozers were deployed, and evacuation orders were issued and lifted within the same day on June 8th. County authorities also made an arson arrest as part of a broader sweep of recent brush fires, though details on the suspect and specific location were not immediately available. On the regulatory front, new City of San Diego wildfire safety rules that took effect in February now require 5-foot combustible-free buffer zones around structures in very high fire hazard severity zones, an area covering roughly 2/3 of the city. Enforcement for existing homes begins in February 2027. Separately, a beach hazard statement is in effect through Monday evening. A 3 to 6 foot southerly swell with sets up to 7 feet is generating high rip current risk at south-facing and west-facing beaches, prompting the National Weather Service to urge extreme caution for swimmers. The Coast Guard also reported elevated maritime enforcement activity, interdicting 9 suspected migrants near Coronado Island on June 11th and 17th near Sunset Cliffs on June 13th.